Friday, August 25th, 2017, as Hurricane Harvey is bearing down on the bunker here in Austin, the InfoWars bunker. We already had a taste of it this morning with a power outage that put us a little bit behind, but we've got a lot of news, and we've got a lot of great guests that are coming up. We're going to be talking to Craig Richardson of E&E Legal. He's going to be talking to us about climate and energy issues. We also have Eric Peters. He's an expert on cars and, most importantly, on liberty. We've got Intel talking about how do we sell people on the idea of accepting self-driving cars. You know, maybe we could have vocal feedback to them. You know, like, please open the door, GM, instead of how. He says, sorry, Dave, can't do that. Yeah, that should work really well. Make sure we get, this is a very important issue, and I want you to understand this as well as the other things that are happening to shut down our transportation. We're going to be talking about the other monuments that need to be torn down but aren't being torn down. Yes, there are some monuments that need to be torn down. We had Obama misuse the 1906 Antiquities Act. It was set up to protect Indian artifacts, to essentially turn them into monuments so people wouldn't loot them or destroy them or excavate them. Instead, he used it to take over half a billion acres. Just like he abused the 1917 Espionage Act, he was abusing that in a very, very bad way. So there's been a little bit of talk that the Trump administration may roll that back to a small bit, but we're not sure. So we're going to talk about all those issues. Let's talk about the news here. We got a life-threatening rainfall expected in Texas. This is the largest hurricane they're expecting for 8 years. We're looking at 35 inches of rain. And here in Texas, that's going to cause major flooding in the cities that it hits. And it's already caused customers to fight as we sell out of water. This is a story on Infowars.com by Don Salazar. And of course, that always happens once we have hurricanes or any kind of storm that's starting to come. That's why you need to prepare in advance. And we're going to talk about that with them. We have a lot of products that help you to prepare for this. Water filters, storable food, all these different types of things. And everybody said, well, you know, we're not going to necessarily have a civil war. Well, I'm not so certain about that either. And we'll talk about what Roger Stone said in terms of the left's continuing push to take down Donald Trump. Also, you know, when we look at the new movie, It, there was an article that was picked up by the Drudge Report. Here's the headline. Nightmares are real. It is getting a clowns-only screening here in Austin. And, of course, that is the Alamo Draft House, the same people that wanted to do a women-only screening of Wonder Woman and so forth. But isn't it interesting that we've taken something that used to be a icon for children, and now we've turned it into a nightmare? See, that's what we're doing with our monuments. That's what we're doing with our history. That's what we're doing with our culture, our religion, our economy. Everything is being inverted here in America. And I think this clown movie hits it right on the head. Of course, we had a spoof from the Onion magazine I talked about the other day where they showed people rallying around Ronald McDonald. You know, Ronald McDonald is being purged because he's no longer an acceptable mascot because we've turned clowns into horror figures. And then there's maybe at the screening here in Austin, we might have Nancy Pelosi. She was just telling us you can't yell wolf in a crowded theater. No, actually, the kinds of things that Nancy Pelosi's been saying lately, when people see her, they yell clown. Because, you know, she gets these things mixed up. It was, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That was the famous statement by the Supreme Court justice who was talking about limits of free speech. But there are limits on Nancy Pelosi's speech because she seems to be falling into a term-limiting situation. Also, Donald Trump rips James Clapper, who criticized him, who says, I don't know, maybe he's crazy. Maybe he's just trying to get thrown out for being crazy. Donald Trump tweeted, James Clapper, who famously got caught lying to Congress, he is perhaps our most famous liar. Maybe we should make a monument to him. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the real news on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to have a couple of interesting guests today. We're going to be talking about energy. We're going to be talking about transportation. Those are the vital lifelines of our freedom. Those are the things that we use every single day. We need to preserve our ability as a deterrent to government, our ability to own weapons. And we talk frequently about the Second Amendment. We also need our ability to talk about what the government is doing to exchange information with each other, to stay informed. That's the First Amendment. But we have other freedoms that are not enumerated in the Bill of Rights. The government does not grant us rights. We have rights because we're human beings. The Bill of Rights said these are recognized rights that you will not trample upon. And so the things that I'm talking about here fall into the Ninth and Tenth Amendment to say that just as a catch-all. Oh, by the way, if we didn't mention these things explicitly, that doesn't mean that we are not reserving them to ourselves just because we don't have that there. And making it clear that the only powers that the federal government had legitimately, of course, that's not the powers that they have assumed illegitimately, but the only powers that the government has legitimately are the ones that are specifically mentioned in the Constitution. So we're going to be talking to Craig Richardson of E&E Legal. That's energy and environment. And so he follows very closely energy issues as well as climate issues. We'll talk to him about that. And Eric Peters, an expert on cars and on liberty. There's been a lot of escalating information about the push to make us accept autonomous cars. I've got 4 articles right here on my desk. Intel and other corporations and other governments saying, how can we get people to trust our autonomous cars? Well, you'll never get me to trust it. And you know that you won't get people my age to trust it. You're not going to take the steering wheel out of our hands, until you rip it out of our cold, dead hands. Because I don't want the government and a bunch of corporations that I will never trust controlling and limiting my transportation. This is going to be essentially house arrest. It will be at the very least urban arrest. They will confine you to the city centers. That's the whole point of all of this. It's Agenda 21. How are you going to keep people in Paris after they've seen The Farm? That's what they're looking at. It's kind of the opposite of the analogy. They want to make sure that they lock up the lands by nationalizing them, by turning them into precious parks. And that's what we've just seen with Barack Obama. And we're going to talk about that Agenda 21, that part of the Agenda 21. And then we're going to talk later on about the other aspects of it. Locking down our economy, locking down our energy, shutting everything down. This is what the fascist left wants to do. That's what's behind all this monumental stupidity that we see out here, to borrow a phrase from Lionel. It's a perfect phrase. He said it's turned from a metaphor into literalism. Yes, it is monumental stupidity, and we're going to tell you how incredibly stupid that is and how we need to get rid of those other monuments, the phony monuments that Barack Obama used in the misapplication of seizing federal lands through an ancient Antiquities Act, going back to 1906. First, I want to go to some information that really kind of touches on this. We've had a GOP representative demands actions against unethical federal lands manager. That would be none other than Dan Love. Dan Love, the guy who was running that intimidation operation in Bunkerville that caused the Bundy Ranch standoff. The guy that had the people under him who were getting combative, who were pointing snipers at people, who were attacking people, who were stealing cattle and so forth and killing them out in the range and then burying them and so forth. And then who created that standoff there. And we just had four people who were retried for a second time. Two of them were acquitted on all 10 charges. Two others were acquitted on all charges, and each individual had 10 charges against them. Two others were acquitted on all charges except for three where they had a hung jury. And it appears that the government is going to try a third time. I don't know how many times they can come after somebody when the jury keeps shutting it down. It's reported that even on the hung charges, the jury was 11-1 for acquittal. So they came close to acquitting everybody, but of course that was a very rigged process. And they point out in this article from the Daily Caller, the Interior Department's Office of Inspector General. So the BLM is under the Interior Department. And so the Interior Department's Inspector General, his own inspector, released a report yesterday confirming several allegations of unethical behavior against a senior Bureau of Land Management official. BLM law enforcement manager Dan Love gave friends gifts of items taken as evidence in a BLM investigation, and he ordered an assistant to delete an incriminating email, or several of them actually, after Love received an OIG, that'd be the Office of Inspector General, request for documents related to the allegations, according to the report. So kind of like Hillary Clinton, if you say, hey, you know, we'd like to have some information, we're doing an investigation, and you just go in and you delete the stuff, well, maybe he doesn't have the same kind of political connections as Hillary Clinton, or maybe he does, because they have pulled out all the stops to support this guy in these trials that we've seen so far. As a matter of fact, just like we saw in the Silk Road case against Ross Ulbricht, it was not allowed for the jury to know that there were federal agents that had gotten into Silk Road and had stolen nearly $1 million and operated that site. Instead, they completely shut down all information about those criminal agents. And they did the same thing in the recent retrial of the Bunkerville defendants, not letting them know about the criminal actions of Dan Love. So you have agents who are violating the law, and it went far beyond that. They don't have the legal authority to act as law enforcement the way that they were doing. Very confrontational. Even his fellow officers at that level who had they were over the lands on several states, the one who was in adjacent in Arizona, was criticizing the actions of Dan Love. He says, why are you escalating this into a confrontation? But we're not allowed to talk about the confrontational aspects of it. We're not allowed to talk about their threats, their snipers, their violence. Instead, they have to be exonerated. Anybody that talked about that was shut down by the judge, removed from the stand. And they even threatened to take action against defense attorneys who asked obvious questions. They said, were you afraid? And people say, yes. And he said, well, who were you afraid of? Objection! Objection! They can't talk about that. Because they were kneeling behind barriers, hiding not from the people that they were trying to make look dangerous, but from the BLM agents who were armed and shouting threats to kill us. I was there as a journalist shouting threats to kill over a bullhorn. I saw it with my own eyes, and I don't have to be lied to by Glenn Beck and a federal judge over what happened there. I know what happened there. I was there. After numerous reports substantiating serious allegations of misconduct, including the destruction of federal records, defiance of congressional document requests, and misuse of ancient artifacts. Ooh, these are these artifacts that Obama said we have to take a half a billion acres to protect. And so the people who are supposed to be protecting it are taking it for themselves, right? The real artifacts. And of course, they're using that as a pretense to grab massive quantities of land. So the misuse of ancient artifacts under investigation as office decor, said office decor. I expect the Interior Department to hold Dan Love accountable, said the chairman of the House Committee of Natural Resources, Representative Rob Bishop. Thank you, Congressman Bishop, for your honesty. We have to purge the corruption out of the government. There's far too much of it there. I wish we had an honest and effective attorney general who would have come to President Trump and told him of the misjustice that was done to Sheriff Arpaio. I wish we would have had an honest and effective attorney general who would have honored Arpaio's request for a jury trial. We don't have that. Instead, he eventually gets it through back channels. We talked about it quite a bit here, and eventually that information got through, even though there's a concerted effort in the White House to block InfoWars and to block news items from President Trump unless they have been approved by General Kelly. You want to talk about a coup? You want to talk about the control that these people are exerting over President Trump? That's incredible. We got to wake him up. He's like Theoden in Lord of the Rings. Wake up, these people, these worm tongues have taken over your administration. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Now, you know you're winning the information war when the other side has no response but to resort to censorship.
Drain the swamp? We're going to have to drain the privilege out of Washington first, because that's what the swamp feeds on, their privilege.
They can't stand for people to exercise their First and Second Amendments together.
You found it. It's the real news.
That's what you have to look forward to.
He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to the news in just a moment, but I want to remind you of a couple of new sales that have just hit at InfoWarsStore.com. It's what supports this operation. It's what makes this program possible, the expansion of InfoWars broadcasts. And right now we have a limited time flash special. Get Super Male Vitality for 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. To help you support the broadcast, to get great products, we're giving you 57% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time. We have never offered this low a price before on Super Male Vitality. We've got over 3,500 authentic reviews approved by our third-party review site. Super Male Vitality now has an unprecedented 4.6-star average. So visit InfoWarsLife.com, read the reviews for yourself, and see what Super Male Vitality has done for others. We also have a super combo. Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium for 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out those products at InfoWars Store, InfoWars Life. That's what supports our operation, and it's what supports your health, too. It's a great source of high-quality nutrients, supplements, vitamins, minerals, and preparation products as we see the hurricane bearing down on us here in Texas. Looking at about 35 inches of rain, very high winds, and I've gone through a lot of hurricanes in my life because I grew up in Florida, and typically we were not that worried about it. We'd be just a little bit inland, and then I was telling the crew here before the broadcast, I said the worst hurricane I was ever involved in was in North Carolina, and we were hundreds of miles inland, but it still had a lot of rain, not 35 inches of rain, but still had a lot of rain and some wind. The wind was not even hurricane status. It was in the 70 mile an hour range, but it knocked over trees that were over 150 years old and took out power everywhere. And of course, we were way out in the woods, so we were the last people to get power. We were out of power for a week and a half. So you want to make sure that you are prepared for all kinds of emergencies. And so we have products at InfoWars Store, InfoWarsLife.com, things like water filters, things like storable food. All that kind of stuff is really good to prepare for in advance instead of going at the last minute. We've got a story here on InfoWars.com. Hurricane Harvey is emptying out the shelves. People are fighting over water and everything else, which everybody panics and they run to the store because they haven't prepared in advance. Imagine if we have a really widespread catastrophe, like an EMP, like an electromagnetic pulse or something, takes down the grid for quite some time. Say life-threatening flooding is expected, and as people are fighting over water, we see tweets on Twitter likening the chaos to Black Friday. Everybody's scrambling for everything they can get their hands on and probably storing up on a lot of stuff that is more than they need for this particular event. Let's get back to the news. We've got a lot of violence, looks like. It's going to happen over the weekend. We have a, as I pointed out yesterday, we have violent leftist groups that are planning to shut down Berkeley March. They have a march that's being organized against Marxism. So you're not allowed to do that because the peaceful anti-fa people, the anti-fascists, are going to fight the anti-Marxists. Like I said, it's anti-ma. The anti-ma people are going to fight the anti-fa people. And as we pointed out, the Marxists and the fascists, if you have something other than this false political map that everybody sells you, where that's basically looking at a single line. That's not the way you're going to find yourself on a map. You want to look at what's on the front of the map. Get a 2D image of that. And one of the best things that you can do is to take a look at the Nolan charts, one of the founders of the Libertarian Party. And you'll see there's a left, right, a center, but there's also an authoritarian group down at the very bottom that doesn't offer you any freedom at all. Where you want to be is moving up, as Ronald Reagan said, up to freedom, up to liberty, up to the quadrant there at the top, where we have freedom in all different aspects of our life. We minimize government. But both of these people, the socialists and the fascists, are not opposites. They're not polar opposites of each other. They go down at the bottom because neither of them want to give you any economic freedom, any personal freedom. They don't want you to have free speech. They cover everything when everybody talks about it. They just want to shut everything down. Let's talk about the shutting down. Let's talk about, let's say I've got this article about the lawsuit. I'm going to get to that later. Let's talk about this monument stuff that's happening here. We've got the Interior Department is recommending that Trump shrink the national monuments that were created by Barack Obama. Now, in the same way that Barack Obama took the Espionage Act of 1917, and he used it against journalists and whistleblowers more than all the other presidents combined for 100 years. In the same way, he took the Antiquities Act of 1906 and abused that as well. It has been used 100 times in 100 years. I'm sorry, 110 years. But with Barack Obama, 30% of that was used by Barack Obama. So he did way more than everybody else. Not more than everybody combined, but still, a third of the times that it was used was by Barack Obama. It was created by Teddy Roosevelt. He wanted to protect nature. He started the Park Service and everything. I'll give you an example of this. He protected Devil's Tower. Remember Devil's Tower? Remember Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where they're channeling these signals from the aliens and they're building mountains of mashed potatoes on their table, and it's like, oh, I figured out where that is. It's Devil's Tower. Well, they just have to go back and look at some John Ford Westerns, and they would see it in basically every John Ford, John Wayne Western you ever had. Very famous, iconic image. But to protect that, Teddy Roosevelt, and that's one of the first ones that he used the Antiquities Act to protect Devil's Tower. And that's great. We want to protect Devil's Tower. That's a good thing. And he did it by putting 1,300 acres into a park there. 1,300 acres. He didn't take half of Wyoming. See, that's what Barack Obama is doing. He's going, oh, we got Devil's Tower here, so we'll use that excuse to take half of the state of Wyoming and lock it up and lock it out of use, because that's what they do with the national parks. And that's the, when we look at this, and we look at this abuse, because when it was originally set up, it was primarily set up to protect Indian ruins. That's why they called it the Antiquities Act. They had people who were going out and excavating these Indian ruins of these civilizations. They were destroying it. They were stealing stuff, like BLM agent Dan Love, who did that as a BLM agent. He went out and he stole antiquities and put them in his office. Now he's under congressional investigation. He was the guy who created the Bundy standoff, the one who created that in-your-face militarization that we're not allowed to talk about in federal court because we don't have impartial trials. They protect the crimes of people like him, the people that were in the Silk Road trial that sent Ross Ulbricht to jail for life. But they set it up to protect these Indian ruins, and instead Barack Obama used it to do about 30 different parks and got over 550 million acres locked up. 550 million acres. Off limits. Half a billion. And the Republican response is, let's shrink that a little bit. You see the problem there? That's what always happens with the conservatives. And then the establishment freaks out over just a little pullback of the massive overreach of the Democrats. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. I want to finish with the monumental stupidity of Barack Obama, the monumental land grab under the pretense of protecting antiquities. And as I pointed out before, it's the abuse of a 1906 Antiquities Act, just like he abused the 1917 Espionage Act to lock up so many whistleblowers and journalists. As a matter of fact, these are people like the NSA whistleblowers that he went after to try to prosecute. These are people that were not prosecuted under the Obama, under the Bush administration. So it's something that he went way over the top. We saw James Risen and James Rosen, two guys with very similar names, and of course they had a very similar enemy, Barack Obama, who doesn't like journalists talking about what the government is doing. But these types of abuses were also done and didn't get much attention in the Antiquities Act. And as they're pointing out, Interior Secretary Ryan Zink said Thursday that he's asking President Trump to shrink a handful of national monuments that previous presidents designated to protect land and water. And so he's not just looking at the 30 or so that Barack Obama did, which, by the way, over the last 110 years, it's been used by various presidents 100 times. 30% of those were by Barack Obama. And as I pointed out before, the scope of, not just the frequency of what he did, but the scope of it is unprecedented. Because we had 1,300 acres, for example, that Teddy Roosevelt reserved around Devil's Tower. But Barack Obama went out and took $550 million acres, a half a billion acres. And as they point out in the memo that is coming out of the Interior Secretary, they say adherence to the Antiquities Act's definition of an object and, quote, the smallest area compatible. You understand? This was set up to protect historical sites that had belonged to Indians or something that was very special in nature, like the Devil's Tower. So you want to get the smallest area that is compatible with it. No, he used that in exactly the opposite way. Let's use that as a pretense and take the largest area possible so that we can take it off limits to all Americans. So it'll have no mining use, no grazing use, no lumber use or timber use whatsoever. We'll take it off limits, and by the way, in these national parks, you typically get access to less than 1%, even if you're a tourist. A few people get permits to go hiking into the parts of it. Most people only see less than 1% of the park open to them. So this is taking it off limits. And if you go back and you look at Agenda 21, which is UN Agenda, now they've got an Agenda 2030. You can see the map where they have everybody concentrated in it to a few mega urban centers where they can control us. And the other part of this, besides taking the land out of use, out of access, is to make sure that we can't even travel there. And so that's why they are taking over our transportation system. This is all-out war, folks. It is political and economic warfare against us to shut down our economy, to restrict our movement, to lock us up in the cities, as I said earlier. Think about being under house arrest, or you're going to be under urban arrest. You will not be able to get out of these cities affordably. It'll just be the few corporate elites, few government elites, and the people that they reward with these contracts will be able to get there. They said that they want to take the smallest area compatible, quote unquote. On some monuments, they were either arbitrary or likely politically motivated, or the boundaries could not be supported by science or by reasons of practical resource management, said the summary. They also said that in the recommendations that they will maintain federal ownership of all federal land, and they will protect the land under federal environmental regulations, also provide a much needed change for the local communities who border and rely on these lands for hunting, fishing, economic development, traditional uses, and recreation. So they will graciously allow some local communities to have some use of this. We've seen the heavy-handed tactics of the federal government, especially under Barack Obama. We do not need to have the federal government owning land. There's no authority for that under the Constitution. That was one of the key things that Cliven Bundy was trying to point out to people. And, of course, nobody would report that. We reported it. Mainstream media would completely ignore the issue under that. BLM is not there anymore managing land or allocating land as the FCC, for example, would allocate frequencies. We have a limited number of frequencies and we have a finite amount of land. So they would go out and allocate radio frequencies, and then that would become people's property that they could buy or sell as long as they weren't abusing it. Same thing was true on these lands. They didn't own all of the land, as you do in your suburban areas, but they had rights. They had surface rights, or they had mineral rights, or they had timber rights, and that was a private property. If they do not respect that for the ranchers, the miners, the loggers, then they will not respect your property rights in your suburban home. And I saw that when I took a vacation to Washington State. And we saw that at an area that they were fighting this massive land grab coming from the federal government, and it was going to take over suburban homes. They're not going to respect any property rights if they don't respect these people's rights. They're the canaries in the coal mine, if you will. And when we look at this, the approach that this Trump Interior Department is taking is not to do the right thing, not to go back to the Constitution and say, we're going to put these lands under the management of the state, for example. The state can manage it as well, if not better, than the federal government. The federal government is so incredibly corrupt and corruptible and distant from people. Why is it that we want to try to manage everything from Washington? I mean, certainly you can have corruption at the state level. You can have it at the local level, but you do have it in spades at the federal level. Why do we put everything under the control of Washington? We need to reverse that. That was never the case in the Constitution. They gave them the District of Columbia and the ability to have forts. Period. Period. And so this stuff should be under state laws. Meanwhile, we have an article from Breitbart by Daniel Flynn, and he says, bronze lives matter. Bronze lives matter. We're talking about monuments again, the other kind of monuments that the anti-fascists, so-called anti-fascists, are trying to shut down. He says, America this week entered into its reign of terror phase of the great 2017 revolution against evil statuary. Well, you know, quite frankly, he's onto something here. It was in 1917 that we had the Russian Revolution. And these Marxists are about to give us an October Revolution here 100 years later. And as we see the kind of absurdity that we've talked about multiple times about Robert Lee, the Asian announcer, who Reuters said this guy was, his namesake was Robert Lee, Robert E. Lee. They tweeted that out. And then they said he was a doppelganger for Robert E. Lee. He's Asian. He's a young Asian guy. He looks nothing at all like Robert E. Lee. And Lee is such a common name with Asian people as like Smith or Jones in the United States. Every other person seems like has the last name of Lee coming here. We're talking about Bruce Lee and others. Is Bruce Lee, now we can take down statues of Bruce Lee. Maybe they need to take down statues of Bruce Lee in Hong Kong. They got statues up to him there. Maybe we should make sure that we don't have any buildings named Lynch. Oh, that's right. They're already doing that. Even though Obama had an attorney general named Loretta Lynch. These idiots are going around taking buildings that were named after other people that were named Lynch, and they're taking them down, not because they have even found the slightest problem with the lives of those people as they put them under a microscope and try to find something they can be offended by, but simply because they think that the term Lynch might affect other people. Now we've got de Blasio in New York and his Committee of Public Safety. But doesn't that sound like something out of the Marxist-Leninist Revolution? The Committee of Public Safety. And they're going to protect the citizenry from these statues. As I said before, you know, these statues, they create these straw man arguments. And a straw man is something they can build, and then they can go kick it and tear it up and feel powerful. Now our straw men are made out of marble and bronze. And so they're talking about Christopher Columbus. He's on the table now. And they say, he says in this article, first they came for the Confederate heroes. No, actually, it was a Republican, Nikki Haley, who first came for the Republican symbols because she saw Dylann Roof had a Confederate flag in the background of a picture. What if he'd had a cross or a picture of Jesus? Would she have understood that either? I mean, she's not a Christian, she's a Sikh. So maybe she doesn't understand that anymore. She understands our history here in America. And then we can just ban all crosses because the Ku Klux Klan uses crosses as well. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. A people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies, and just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It is Friday, August 25th, 2017. Of course, we're going to have to get our horses under cover, get our umbrellas, all you cowboys, because we've got a lot of rain and wind coming our way. Before we get back to the news, I want to remind you of a couple of the new sales that we have at InfoWars Life, InfoWars Store. We have a super combo, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium. 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited amount of time. This is a big discount, 45%, and I want to tell you a little bit about both of these products. Selenium helps support your immune system, your DNA production, your thyroid health, your eyesight. Look it up. You'll see that's common knowledge. Question is, what kind of source of selenium are you going to get? It's very easy. You know, when trying to supplement your diet and make sure that you have the appropriate nutrients, you can do the research, but then the question for me has in the past always been, well, is this a good source of the thing that I'm looking for, like selenium, for example, or is it loaded with a bunch of fillers? Is it synthetic? And most of them are synthetic. This is 100% organic from mustard seeds. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium. Also, True Iodine helps to support healthy hormone levels, a healthy metabolism, and much more. Even the CDC says that iodine deficiency is one of the 4 major deficiency diseases in the world. So right now, you can get those in combo at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have a limited time flash sale on Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. We've never discounted it anywhere close to that. It's nearly 60% off the price, but it's 57% off for a very limited time. That's Super Male Vitality.
go to InfoWars Life, stock up, and also take a look. BioTrue Selenium and our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine for 45% off, also for a limited time. Getting back to this article of Daniel Flynn on Breitbart, he says, Bronze Lives Matter. We've got de Blasio and his Committee of Public Safety, the comrades in there, are saying that on the table, we've got the statue of Christopher Columbus that's in Central Park. We may need to take that down. We also may need to do something about Grant's tomb in Morningside Park. You know, look, Grant, and I'm not a big supporter of Grant. Most historians will tell you he had the most corrupt administration of any president. Maybe we have to go back and look at Obama. The jury is still out on that when you look at the different types of corruption. But in terms of just crony capitalism, the robber barons and so forth, Grant's administration was the most corrupt we've ever had. But we don't need to be erasing history to this level. These people who are coming after Grant, who are coming after Jackson, they've even defaced Lincoln's monument. They want to take off George Washington. And I'm going down the list of people whose faces are on your money. Your money. They want you to look at these people because they don't want you to look at the Federal Reserve that's printing those pieces of paper. They're the ones who are enslaving you. It's the Federal Reserve. But we're going to get upset about the presidents and generals that are on the phony pieces of paper that they print. And right now, we've got all the central bankers in the world meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Nobody's talking about that. We're talking about these Marxists rioting in the streets. That's what everybody is focused on. While these guys in suits are robbing us blind and enslaving us, turning us into perpetual debt slaves. This is the insanity. And this is the misdirection. It's deliberate. It's absolutely deliberate. As one of the city council members in New York said, he's a Republican from Queens. He said, when will the New York City Democrats call for the renaming of FDR Drive? Didn't he inter Japanese in camps in World War II? So you can find something you don't like about everybody. About everybody. You know, I criticize President Trump when I disagree with him on things like Afghanistan. I mean, nobody is perfect. I would still vote for him in a heartbeat over anybody else who was running for president in the last election. It didn't take much to see the difference there. But we don't have perfect people. You're not going to agree with somebody on everything. And some of the things that anybody in power does or allows to happen in their regime can be horrific, horrific consequences on that. But that doesn't mean that we throw out everything good that they did as well. We look at the balance. That's where these monuments come from. Then again, in Philadelphia, the late Mayor Frank Rizzo, they've got a statue of him, and they're saying, we need to bring this down. And here's the bottom line, folks. Paul Begala, the Democrat strategist, I think he was, it was the Clintons, I think, that he was with a lot. I heard his name for many years, but I think he originally started with the Clintons. He's a strategist, and he understands what's going on. Bannon said this as well. I said, bring this on. This is going to be great for Republicans, this Democrat insanity. He says, we're driving straight into a trap that Trump has set. No, Trump didn't set that trap. We're just letting you guys self-destruct. You want to tear down everything that this country is about? You want to make us hate everything that this country is about? You want to embrace that? We're gonna pay attention to that. And people are going to remember that. And as he's talking about this, he says, well, while I understand the pain that those monuments cause, you know, Clinton, I feel your pain. And of course, maybe he's the one who gave that line to Bill Clinton. He says, I just think in some ways it dishonors the debate to allow Trump to hijack it. No. The Democrats want to rally around the destruction of America, our borders, our culture, our history, our economy, our religion, our Constitution. There's not anything about America that the Democrats like. They hate it all. They even hate the people. We're deplorable. They want to replace us. They want to open the borders and bring other people in so they can get rid of us. That's what's happening in America. It's what's happening in Europe as well. And so we got this African-American councilwoman who says, I think she's African-American, Helen Jim, and she says, just because Philadelphia wasn't a part of the Confederacy doesn't mean we get a pass. And she says she's less concerned about turning off voters who support the president than she is in rousing members of her Democrat base. So you do that, you keep doing that, and you're going to keep making your party much smaller. So as much as it makes us angry to see their hatred for our country, in a way, it's a good thing. We're going to see an acceleration. You know, under Obama, they lost 1,000 seats across this country. They're going to lose a lot more. As Pat Buchanan says, what still unites us? He says, the left's bottom line is we should be sickened by our history. That's right. They're trying to create hate. And this weekend, we're going to have multiple hateful demonstrations by the leftists in San Francisco. They're going to come out. They said the leaders are terrified of violence at the Patriot prayer rally. Yeah, we don't want to have any prayers for San Francisco. That place needs prayer more than any place I can think of offhand. So we don't want that. And the angry leftists are going to do everything they can to fight against that. Meanwhile, in Berkeley, California, as you pointed out, violent leftists by the group By Any Means Necessary, BAMN. They are rallying forces to shut down a planned march against Marxism. So the people on the left and right are going to go after each other there. But, of course, that group, BAMN, is organizing to shut down what they call to be a neo-Nazi rally. I don't know if it's a neo-Nazi rally. I mean, I'm against Marxism. I'm not for fascism. I'm not for the Ku Klux Klan. I'm not for Nazis. But I'm against the Marxists as well. So I guess they want to force you, as I said before, into this phony, you're either a Marxist or you're a fascist if you're not a Marxist. To the Marxists, everybody is a fascist. They were founded by the openly Marxist Revolutionary Workers League. They've previously been involved in violent clashes in Berkeley and elsewhere. They're unapologetic about their use of violence. These are the people who shut down the speech by Ann Coulter in Berkeley. And of course, let's just put this out here. They have direct ties to NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association, the prominent pedophile organization that supports that. And then we have in Philadelphia, they're looking at a new armed anti-fascist group. Antifa is launching a new cell in Philadelphia. The group currently hosts anti-police workshops called Our Enemies in Blue. And they are sponsoring Antifa websites like It's Going Down and Insurrection News. What's behind all of that? We've got a little bit over a minute, but I want to play a little bit of this report for you, and we'll follow up with it on the next segment. Let's look at what really happened at the Boston Antifa rally. We got somebody talking about it on Fox News.
Left-wing thugs, or as they're known on television now, peace activists, have been smashing windows, burning buildings, beating people up who disagree with them for months. In just a few days, they'll be in San Francisco for another rally. So far, their efforts have been met with almost gleeful coverage from the press and their political allies, same thing. But thanks to the internet, now we know what actually happens at some of these rallies.
And you're stuff listening like to Tucker Carlson, by the way. That's a guy that's getting booed because he's walking through the crowd wearing an American flag. That's what they're doing. And then knocking off his Trump hat. Yeah, that's the peaceful left. And we're going to have a little bit more of that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News. Give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. As we've said before, and you probably know by now, we have Hurricane Harvey bearing down on us here in Texas. People are hitting the stores in panic. Life-threatening rainfall is being predicted by the weather stations. And we have, however, the Border Patrol says they are going to remain open during Hurricane Harvey. We don't want to have a flood of immigrants. So they're going to remain open there. We also have, as I pointed out, I think it's kind of interesting that clowns have become a nightmare now for everybody. They are a symbol of horror. And I think it is interesting, as people saying, these nightmares are real. We've got a screening here in Austin of the new movie, Stephen King's It. And they're getting clowns-only screenings. And people are like, oh, this is a nightmare scenario. Used to be when I was growing up. We had Bozo the Clown. We had circuses, which have closed down now, but it just shows you how symbols can be completely turned around to mean something that they never meant before. I think that's the biggest takeaway from all of this. We have Trump going after James Clapper, the ultimate liar. This guy, and I would love to play poker with James Clapper sometime. He has the worst poker face we've ever seen. Remember when he lied to Ron Wyden? Are you collecting data on Americans without search warrants? No, Senator, no, we're not. He looks down, rubs his eyebrows, and it's like, that guy's lying. We all know he's lying. We knew he was lying before the Snowden stuff, and the Snowden stuff came out a couple of months later and showed everybody what a big liar he is. And now he's saying, you know, Trump is crazy. Trump is crazy. We've got to take him out. So when did he become a psychiatrist? I don't know. I guess maybe, you know, if you do enough torturing of people in the CIA or whatever, you do enough profiling of people by intercepting their metadata and analyzing it, I guess he thinks that he is entitled to speak about everybody, but he doesn't know Trump. And the guy is a political liar. What we see with James Clapper, let's be frank about it. This is the open politicization of the intelligence and law enforcement communities allied against Donald Trump. And now they got him surrounded. Now they got him surrounded because he's having information cut off from him. We've got General Kelly who's deciding what he's going to read and what he's going to see. And he's not going to be able to read anything from InfoWars. He's going to be kept in the dark about things like Sheriff Arpaio or the injustices done to the people in Bunkerville. They're going to keep all this information from him, and they're going to tell him what they want him to hear. And that's what we have seen, I think, with the Afghanistan situation. We also have a D.C. judge has approved a government warrant to get data from an anti-Trump website. I think this is a very dangerous precedent. I do not support, and we talk about it constantly. We're going to show you another video when we come back in the next segment from Tucker Carlson. That's somebody that was at the Boston rally. And they say, you want to talk about how peaceful they were? And we talked to Shiva Ayadure, who is running a PhD. He's got multiple PhDs from MIT. The guy is a great businessman, entrepreneur, scientist, and he understands free speech. And he's from India. And they called him a Nazi because he and other people like Joe Biggs had the guts to stand up for their free speech rights, surrounded by 40,000 people full of hate, and they called it a peaceful rally and said, oh, this is great. This is great. We had a peaceful rally. Yeah, most of the people were peaceful. There were 33 arrests. Some people were throwing bottles of urine at the police. Some others were arrested for this. But you can see that it wasn't exactly all peace and love. A lot of hate on display there. And why should we celebrate, even if it's done peacefully, the intimidation of free speech, the demonization of people like that? And so we've got all these different websites from the Antifa people, like It's Going Down, Insurrection News, and so forth. Now, one of these that organized violent responses has been given a judge order to turn over the people who visited their website. That sets a very dangerous precedent for free speech. Even though I don't support these people, I support free speech. Stay with us when we come back. We'll talk more about that. We'll show you some more clips.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news. I'm David Knight on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. We were talking in the last couple of segments about the Antifa people, the people who say they're anti-fascist, actually they're pro-Marxist. We can see that in Berkeley. We know they're violent. They're talking about how they're going to have, use violence in Berkeley, California. And this is, we're going to have a lot of things happening tomorrow. You're going to see a lot of news about riots throughout the country. We got these, by any means necessary, the people who are unapologetic about their use of violence as a political tactic, and they are going to be in action in Berkeley. We've seen them already shut down free speech of Ann Coulter and others by their threats. And so they're going to be in action in Berkeley because we've got a group who is anti-Marxist. So the anti-Marxists are going to be fighting the anti-fascists in Berkeley. And then in San Francisco, there is a Patriot and Patriot prayer rally. And San Francisco doesn't like patriots or prayer. So there's going to be some fighting there. Then we have in Philadelphia, we have an armed Antifa group launching a new cell. They've been holding anti-police workshops called Our Enemies in Blue and having websites like It's Going Down and Insurrection News. And then that brings us to another item that's in the news today. That is, a D.C. judge has approved government warrants for data from an anti-Trump website. And it's not only anti-Trump, but it's one of these leftist Marxist organizations. A District of Columbia Superior Court judge on Thursday approved a government warrant seeking data from an anti-Trump website related to the Inauguration Day protests, but he added protections to safeguard innocent users. Judge Morin says, who will oversee the review of the data, said that the government must explain what protocols it will use to make sure that prosecutors do not seize the data of innocent users. This kind of dragnet investigation, this kind of penetrating the veil of websites and free speech, I thoroughly oppose. As much as I oppose these Marxists, I oppose these tactics that are being used to fight them. We have to be very careful when we fight evil that we don't become the evil we fight. We have to be very careful that we don't destroy free speech, privacy, the Fourth Amendment protections that we have under the Constitution. When the government throws the law out, the government can become the worst terrorist you have ever seen, worse than anything you can imagine. That's why we have a Constitution. That's why we have a Bill of Rights. That's why these things are of primary importance. They are the supreme issue here. They are the true king of the land. Lex Rex is what the founders called it. They said the law is king. That was a Latin phrase. And so all these people that take office, they all swear allegiance to the Constitution. They're nothing but stewards. They're not the rightful king. Again, going back to the Lord of the Ring analogies we saw in Gondor, right? If you remember the story, everybody's familiar with the story, hopefully. You've got the guys who were the stewards in Gondor, and they took over and made themselves kings. Well, that's what we see with the federal government. We see people who are unfaithful stewards who want to become the king. They swear allegiance to the Constitution, the rightful king of our country. But then they make themselves king, and they refuse to obey that law, and it makes them an illegitimate power. Now, DreamHost is the website provider that is hosting these websites. They resisted this request. They said the scope of the warrant was too broad. They said it trampled on the rights of 1.3 million visitors to the site, many of whom were simply exercising their political views. The Justice Department last week proposed amending the scope of the warrant to exclude the IP addresses of website visitors and to limit the search only to records from July 1st, 2016 to January the 20th, Inauguration Day. But DreamHost said the warrant was still too broad, as it could sweep in people who sent emails to the Disrupt J20 addresses. That's the name of the website that was there. I think it's a very dangerous thing. I think it's a very dangerous thing to do that. I do not want to see that happening. All right, let's take a look at something else that is happening here. We got a Christian group that is suing for defamation after being equated with the KKK and neo-Nazis. And of course, why wouldn't they equate Christians with the KKK, right? Because the KKK co-opted a cross. So therefore, anybody that has a cross must be a Ku Klux Klan Nazi, just like they co-opted the Confederate flag, so anybody that has a Confederate flag must also be a KKK neo-Nazi. This is a Christian TV ministry announced Wednesday that it is suing the Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, our friends. Take a look at a video that I did about them once, talking about their origin, talking about Morris Deese, their founder. I call it Prophets of Hate. And we spell prophet as P-R-O-F-I-T-S. That's the, they're prophesying about the, about all these different groups saying how violent they're going to be and how they're about to do something and they're going to create all these problems. But they're the ones who are profiting from all this hate. They labeled the Christian TV ministry a hate group and put them in the same category as the Ku Klux Klan. The group is the D. James Kennedy Ministries. And the leader, the president of that, said he is suing the SPLC for listing them in the infamous hate map, according to Christianity Today. Kennedy claimed that the SPLC illegally trafficked in false and misleading descriptions. He said, "We embark today on a journey to right a terrible wrong. Those who knowingly label Christian ministries as hate groups solely for subscribing to the historic Christian faith are either woefully uninformed or woefully deceitful. In the case of the Southern Poverty Law Center, our lawsuit alleges that they are willfully deceitful." And, of course, why are they putting all these Christian groups into the hate categories? Because they support traditional marriage, like Martin Luther King did. So we'll have to take down, rename all those roads as well, because it was done by a guy who subscribed to traditional Christian beliefs, and so he should have his name removed. Martin Luther King, take down the statues, rename the streets. We have to purge him as well, because he was not supporting, he supported traditional marriage between one man and one woman. A domestic terrorist actually used the hate map, they point out in this Daily Caller article, in 2012 as the inspiration for an attack against the Family Research Council. And that caused the FBI to cease using the Southern Poverty Law Center's list as a legitimate source. It was never a legitimate source. But it is still being used by our crony capitalist corporate masters who think that they are now going to be the arbiters of free speech, telling us what we can and cannot say as a virtue signal to everyone for doing this. Absolutely nothing but censorship for them. And he went on to say this. He said, "These false and illegal characterizations have a chilling effect on the free exercise of religion and on religious free speech for people of all faiths. After having given the SPLC an opportunity to retract, we've undertaken this legal action seeking a trial by jury, something they didn't get Sheriff Joe Arpaio, to preserve our own rights under the law to defend the religious free speech rights of all Americans. He said the lawsuit also included some corporate masters like Amazon and GuideStar, who dropped the ministry from their services after they were smeared by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They'd been included in the Amazon Smile Foundation's charitable list, but then they took them off because the Southern Poverty Law Center said so. That's the effect they have. And here, let me just summarize this real quickly about where the Southern Poverty Law Center is coming from. The guy who is their leader completely sat out the civil rights movement of the 1960s, except for one thing. He defended the Ku Klux Klan. When they marched through, they had the marches in Birmingham, the Ku Klux Klan guys came out and they burned the buses and they beat the journalists and they beat the demonstrators. He defended the Ku Klux Klan and he made a lot of money for that, but he figured out he could make even more money doing direct mail marketing. And so he did that for a decade and had absolutely nothing to do with the civil rights movement after defending the Ku Klux Klan in Birmingham, Alabama. Then he got back in with the Democrat Party and he managed, because he was such a great, did such a great job of managing the email lists, and you know, because the Democrats, even if they defended the Ku Klux Klan, they were part of the Democrat Party in those days. That was what the Democrat Party did with people like Robert Byrd and others. So then he got back in the presidential campaign. I think it might have been Jimmy Carter's campaign. I'm going from memory here. And he got, in exchange for managing their email list, he got the people, he got the email list, and he used that to build the Southern Poverty Law Center. And then he became a virtue signaler against the Ku Klux Klan because the, just like the Democrat Party, they pivoted from one group to the other, still peddling the politics of racism. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally.
We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years. Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Craig Richardson with E&E Legal. The E&E stands for Environment and Energy, and so we're going to be talking to him about those two vital issues. And I have an interesting article here that kind of bears on the overall view of that. It's from the New American, and it says, EU Parliament, quote-unquote, seeks to build a UN Parliament. Because, you know, the EU has a parliament that is over and above the formerly sovereign nations that have now been put underneath it. And that was where Nigel Farage went to tell the guy, you have the demeanor of a third-rate bank clerk. And he fought with them constantly with the leadership there, and he did it in a wonderful way. It was wonderful to watch Nigel Farage take those people. But I guess that kind of speech would not be allowed anymore. But we still have that somewhat in the British Parliament, and they were not accustomed to seeing that in the European Union Parliament. But here's the story from the New American. They say, under the guise of bringing democracy to the United Nations, we have powerful globalists and establishment forces in the European Union and beyond pushing the idea of adding a parliamentary assembly to the UN. Think about that. What they're doing is laying the groundwork for a global governance. And we said that when they're removing the borders and when they're removing the sovereignty, that part of this was you've got to have a way to pay for all this. And of course, the carbon taxes are something that largely they're going to be indulgences that are paid to corporations, just as we had the indulgences to the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages. We're going to have indulgences that we pay to Al Gore so that we're permitted to use energy. But also a lot of that revenue is going to go to the United Nations or to some global governance. And they have to have that. If they're going to have a global government, they have to have some kind of global tax revenue. And then they can create a global army. They can have a global parliament. And this is stuff that talked about the Pope and his indulgences and his globalist political leanings. But of course, it was John Schellenhuber, who was one of the scientists that he picked for his Vatican Council, one of the guys that did the presentation for his climate encyclical. And this guy has proposed exactly this kind of stuff. He says we need three things. We need an Earth Constitution. We need a global council. We need a planetary court. And he said, we're going to transcend the United Nations Charter for a global government. So they're going to have a new system of law, a constitution, this globalist. They're going to have a global council, and presumably, I don't know if they're going to allow us to have the beard of being able to elect people to that or not, but we'll have to wait and see. It may just be a few people who are self-appointed leaders that are unaccountable to us. That's typically the way these things go. But we're going to have to wait and see that. But it is starting to shake out right now. That's exactly what we're seeing. And they point out in this New American article, they say Secretary General Ban Ki-moon have started referring to the UN as the Parliament of Humanity. They say the European Union's pseudo-parliament wants the EU to play a lead role in building a United Nations parliament. And it will be touted as a rule of law-based international order. Maybe that'll come from our Earth Constitution. Who knows? Who knows where this is going to come from? Who are you going to have a vote in that? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to give you a vote in that constitution. They also said that the annual recommendations on EU policy for the upcoming UN General Assembly meeting in September, these pseudo-legislators from the European Union, called for a big push to advance an EU-backed UN legislature that would make laws for all of humanity. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? It's kind of like a Star Trek or something. No, it's kind of like global tyranny. That's precisely what we did not want to have. But, of course, we've got the GOP opposing Donald Trump everywhere. White House is calling these GOP senators' remarks about Trump's competence outrageous. He's tweeting out to about Mitch McConnell, about Paul Ryan, about Clapper and others who are opposing him. Look, we have to understand the GOP really needs to be the globalist opposition to Trump party. That's what that really stands for. I guess that'd be the GOTP. Yeah, I gotta put that Trump in there. You just call it the globalist opposition party, but it's not clear who they're opposing. They're globalists who oppose nationalism, who oppose Donald Trump, who stands for that. And as I said before, I was really sad to see that Donald Trump was trying to make peace in the early days. I mean, he thought, as a businessman, yeah, we can work with these guys. They'll work with me. We're in the same party and so forth. So he supported Paul Ryan against Paul Nehlen. And this is what we got. I said, Paul Ryan is going to be the biggest thorn in his side. He's going to totally block his agenda. And that's precisely what has happened on health care. Now we're going to see it happen on taxes. We're going to see it on immigration, on the wall. Paul Ryan is going to block all of that stuff. Paul Ryan was put in place with Mitt Romney to make sure that if the worst thing happened for them and Obama failed, then they would still get Romney care. Romney care was the same as Obamacare. We were going to get it one way or the other. But let's talk about caring for your own health. Let's talk about funding the InfoWar here for a moment. We got a super combo sale. Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium 45% off for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. As I pointed out before, selenium helps to support your immune system, your DNA production, your thyroid health, and your eyesight. There's been numerous studies done about that. The question is, are you going to buy a product that has a good source of selenium, or are you going to get something with a lot of fillers, something that's synthetic? That's why we call this BioTrue Selenium. It's organic, it's made out of mustard seeds, and it is a great source of selenium. 45% off. Also, our iodine, as we point out, even the CDC points out that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases. You know, vitamin C, you don't have enough vitamin C, you get scurvy. And there are things that happen when you don't get iodine. They used to supplement it and put it into salt. They used to put it into flour and other things. They've pulled that out. So pay attention to what you need in terms of these health issues, but then also make sure you get a good source of these. And again, our iodine is nascent iodine, very pure source. It helps to support healthy hormone levels, a healthy metabolism, many other things, as the CDC and other scientists point out. So you can get the iodine, you can get the selenium that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, 45% off for limited time. We also have a limited time flash special. Those are always very short on Super Male Vitality. It's very short, but it is very deep. 57% off discount for Super Male Vitality. We have over 3,500 authentic reviews on our third-party review site. We don't run the website that does the reviews. It's a third party that does the reviews. Nevertheless, we've got 3,500 reviews, and it is at an unprecedented 4.6-star average. So take a look at the reviews, see for yourself, and give it a try. Right now, 57% off. You know, we're looking at what Trump is doing, and we're looking at the struggles in Afghanistan. As we talked to Dr. Pechenik the other day, he was telling us, and we don't have time for this video. I wanted to play this video for you about this boy. An ISIS propaganda video claims to be a 10-year-old American. And you have to understand that that type of situation was created directly by our foreign policy that goes in for regime change. When they showed the picture, reportedly, McMaster showed the picture of the women wearing the miniskirts in 1972 Afghanistan, we changed that. We supported the Mujahideen, which then became Al-Qaeda, which then became ISIS. And then we overthrew Libya when we had Muammar Gaddafi, not harming anybody there, but he was a threat to the central bankers who are meeting now in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Craig Richardson, E&E Legal.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Back to the Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Craig Richardson. He's the president of E&E Legal. That's Environment and Energy. Two things that are very essential to all of us, but how do we draw the line? We're shutting down our energy sources in the name of protecting the environment, but are we really protecting the environment, or are we just shutting down our economy? You know, energy is one of the things that not only affects our standard of living, but also affects our life expectancy. It's not just the quality of life, but actual life expectancy. It's been underappreciated by people in the West because they've had it so good for so long, so cheaply. And now we're letting these people shut this down to make us dependent on them, to make us poor. It's all part of the agenda to take the West down to the lower levels of the economy that we've seen throughout what's formerly been called the third world. They want to make everybody the third world. It's much easier to control people when you have a bunch of poor slaves out there who don't have the time to oppose them politically, don't have the ability to compete with them in business because they've got us pushed down so far on the pile. Craig Richardson is the president of E&E Legal, a seasoned professional with more than 25 years of experience. He previously served as executive director of the American Danish Business Council, the National Park and Recreation Foundation, and leadership for America's Future PAC, a PAC that was founded by Congressman Steve Largent. He has provided strategic communications and fundraising service to many clients. And so joining us now from E&E Legal, and their website is enelegal.org, is Craig Richardson. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Richardson.
David, good to see you again. How have you been?
Doing great. You know, we've had some interesting developments lately. I was just talking about the European Union and the fact that they want to have a UN parliament. And we know that's where a lot of this move against our environment. It's the UN IPCC that's been coming up with a lot of this man-made global warming stuff. And they're using that as a pretense to set up a kind of indulgence for people to be able to use energy. Now they're talking about having a world parliament. It's going right down the line of what John Schellenberger, the scientist for the current Pope, is talking about, having an Earth Council, a Global Council, a Planetary Council. We've also got Al Gore's Inconvenient Sequel that's out there. Where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, I don't know where you start with all this.
It's a target-rich environment, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the IPCC, you have to, for those of viewers who don't know, that was the initial UN committee that started out in the early 90s, discovering at that time, as you recall, it was global warming, and then the narrative didn't fit, so now it went to climate change because we've been in a 20-year pause in terms of temperature rise. But at that time, I think the secretary of the UN said it best. She said climate change, or at that time global warming, is not an issue in itself. It's a means to an end for the redistribution of wealth. That's what she said.
Yes.
And that has never gone far from my mind when I look at anything that we're dealing with in this realm, whether it's Al Gore or the Pope's secretary, unfortunately, or the UN. That's what this is. And I think she was candid in 1991, whatever it was. And that's what everybody needs to remember, that's what this game is. It has nothing to do with energy efficiency and trying to take down temperatures or whatever. It is a communist plan, essentially, to centralize one of the most important assets of our lives, and that's energy. That's what this
is. You know, when you mentioned that, let me interrupt here for a second, Craig. When you mentioned that, I just saw recently, not as far back as 20, 25 years ago, someone said exactly that same thing. She said, if we didn't have global warming, we'd have to create it. And she was a Marxist as well. And of course, you don't have it. And of course, you did create it so that you could have your global governance, as that lady admitted back 25, 26 years ago. So yeah, they're still saying it, as a matter of fact.
Well,
it's a perfect vehicle.
Right. And the challenge you get, and in my line about Al Gore, is if he was right the first time, why did he have to come out with a sequel? Because according to the first movies, we'd all be underwater by now. But, you know, he said, well, you know, I was kind of wrong, but, you know, now it's still coming. And it's like, you know, Al, at what point do people just give up on what you say? And that's what people should do, is just turn him off.
Well, it is about the money. Although he's not getting much money, I just saw a review from Tom Dellingpole on Breitbart. He said when he went to watch it in the theater, he said it was a 750-seat theater. He said there were only three people there, including him. He said one of them got up and walked out halfway through. He had to stay the whole way through because he is taking notes.
James is a good guy, and he's covered this a lot from the European side of it. And we have a friend of mine, you probably know, Mark Morano, who came out with a movie called Climate Hustle, and he was chasing Al Gore around last month in Australia. I actually even got face to face with him and tried to hand him a copy of Mark's movie. Of course, he didn't take it, just called him a denier and got in his, you know, SUV. Big.
Yeah, who's denier? Yeah, exactly. Get into his SUV and drive to his private jet.
Yeah. I mean, I think what you're seeing essentially is the emperor is completely without clothes. Everybody understands that this game is going on. Everybody understands who has half a brain that this whole thing is nothing but a series of talking points in order to try to control energy, like you said. Also, not just from the Marxist communist point of view, but obviously the green energy people like Tom Steyer and others in the Rockefellers who are making a lot of money off of this, off of these renewable energies that will in no way, shape, or form ever compete with the traditional energy sources. And so, you know, their facade is crumbling, which is why I think you're seeing so much pressure on them to try to shut down what they call fake news, to shut down, you're a denier, you're a skeptic, InfoWars is fake news. I mean, that's their mantra now. They're not even trying to go after any of the science or the underlying issues behind it. Now they're just trying to say, well, this is dangerous. The alternative viewpoint is dangerous and we need to shut it down, which is also right out of the communist playbook.
Yeah, that's what we see everywhere, whether it's a political debate or whether it's a scientific debate or whether we have a protest at Planned Parenthood. You could show up and you say, hey, this is a black genocide that was created by Margaret Sanger. They show up with black signs just to cover up your signs. They don't have anything to say. No. It's all simply about censorship. We just saw this yesterday with former CIA Valerie Plame. She says, I want to buy Twitter. She's got a hashtag out there called Buy Twitter, setting up a crowdsource so she can buy it and shut down political speech that she doesn't agree with. She has anything to say except to censor people. Good news is she hasn't raised any money at all. She's got to get like $1 billion. She raised like $6,000. So that isn't going to happen. But you know, Craig, it's kind of interesting because just yesterday I heard on NPR as I was driving home, somebody talking about heat islands. And he was saying, yeah, we got to do something about global warming. And one of the things that we can do is we've got all of these roads that are black, made out of asphalt, and they're making the cities into heat islands. But of course, that's what they've been doing to try to rig some of the temperature measurements, moving the thermometers to airport tarmacs, moving them into the center of a city that's a heat island. So now they're starting to admit part of that, but they don't want you to see the big picture of what they're doing, besides the manipulation of climate data. And we've had a lot of information come out about that, how they've been skewing all the old data down and all the newer data up in terms of temperatures. That's something that been doing for a while. They were talking about that during the climate gate emails. We caught them red-handed doing that, and now we've seen with the data that they actually did it. Took us a long time to get the data, didn't it?
Yeah, and what they did do, and I've seen screenshots of this, is NOAA and other ones who track temperatures have actually changed the data on their website. So, I mean, people have the old website and they've screenshotted and then they've updated the temperatures because it didn't fit the model. If you ever read John Steinbeck's books, Grapes of Wrath, he talks about the Dust Bowl and going across the middle of Wisconsin, I guess, and other areas. They were completely devastated because there's some temperatures that were 110 degrees in places like Madison, Wisconsin, that weren't ever supposed to be that warm. But we had that in the 30s, and he wrote wonderful books about it, as everybody did. But that didn't follow the hockey stick narrative that had to be a straight line and then go straight up because you couldn't have that bump in the 30s. So, yeah, they go back and they rewrite history. Again, you know, I was a Cold War baby. I assume you were as well. And I just shaking my head saying, we're back here again. I mean, I thought we defeated communism on the other shores. And now it's inside our own country. It's been in the school systems and everywhere else. And now we have the fight right here. And it's going to be the fight of our lifetime.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about the fossil fuels that they don't want us to have. And I think one of the bright points in the Trump administration has been the leadership in the EPA under Scott Pruitt, because most of the people that Trump brought in, I'm not saying that Pruitt is perfect, but most of the people that he brought in were adamantly opposed to the issues that Trump won on, to the issues that people who are Trump voters voted for. The exception, I think, about the only one I can think of is the guy who's at the EPA. He's actually done some things to move stuff back. So when we come back, somebody who's there involved in the politics, involved in energy, I want to get your comments on what you think of what's going on in the EPA. Is it a positive sign? Certainly there's going to be more to do because it's been a long time setting this stuff up. So we're going to be right back with Craig Richardson, enelegal.org. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whew, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this August 25th, 2017. We're talking to Craig Richardson of E&E Legal. You can find them at enelegal.org. And the E's are energy and environment. Those are key things for our quality of life. Both of those are about our quality of life, not just the environment, but also our energy. How do we do that wisely? So we're going to get back to Craig in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsLife.com. We have a flash sale, 57% off, Super Male Vitality. We have over 3,500 reviews. You can find on our third-party website, Super Male Vitality now sits at an unprecedented 4.6-star average. So take a look at the reviews. what people like about it. It's a very, very popular product. It's one of our first products that we started selling here. But the highest discount we've ever had on it right now, 57% off. It is a flash sale, so it's not going to last very long. Also, we have another big sale, and that's 45% off both Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium. As we pointed out before, we know that iodine and selenium are very important for your health. Iodine is, even the CDC says that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. This is a great pure source of iodine. It's nascent iodine. Iodine helps to support your healthy hormone levels. It helps to support a healthy metabolism, so many other things. And then selenium. It's widely known that selenium is very important to your health. It supports the immune system, DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight. And we have a great, pure, organic source of selenium. Always, the issue is not even so much knowing which things that you need to have in terms of sufficient quantity, but knowing where you can get a good source of it. And so that's why we made sure, and we call it BioTrue, because it is made from organic mustard seeds. So it is a pure organic source. It's not synthetic. It doesn't have a lot of fillers in it. And that's the key. You know that selenium is good for you, but where do you get a good source of it? Well, you can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can support our operation here, support the InfoWars, support new programs like this one, and you can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only, 45% off, along with the iodine as well. Let's get back to Craig Richardson and enelegal.org. Mr. Richardson, we were talking before we went to the break. I said I wanted to get your comments on the EPA because, you know, one of the things that's been distressing about watching the Trump administration from the very beginning was he was picking people who were not with him. He's picking people who, as I said, is there anybody left in the Trump administration, in the Trump White House that even voted for him? I mean, most of these people are never Trumpers, a lot of Democrats. And yet there is one guy, Scott Pruitt, who had opposed overreach by the EPA quite a bit as a state attorney general. He is head of the EPA. He's done some good things at the EPA as somebody who's there in Washington looking at what's happening. What's your take on Scott Pruitt at the EPA?
Well, like I said, it's God bless Scott because he is, and I'm heading towards your way, San Antonio next week. So it brings up the Alamo. I mean, he is defending the Alamo right now. He's one of the few guys left, within that original agenda that has been pushing that. He was largely credited along with Steve Bannon for keeping the president to his promise to get us out of the Paris Accord. And by the way, we're not out. All he did was announce his intention. We have another year plus to go on that battle. But if Scott was not there, then that whole agenda probably would not be at least having a fighting chance of going in the direction that we needed to go to.
And let's understand, you know, Donald Trump was against the Paris Climate Accord on his own, but he had all these New York Democrats, his daughter and brother-in-law, Gary Cohen, then he had Rex Tillerson, all pushing him in the other way, telling him, you don't need to get rid of it. It's not a real thing, because Obama didn't really get that ratified by the Senate. Obama, though, said, I'm going to sign it, I'm going to self-ratify it because I can't get the Senate to do the constitutional ratification. So they were still using that, and it was Scott Pruitt and others who convinced Donald Trump that, yes, this still remains a problem. Let's talk about the other thing that's there, too, and that's the endangerment clause that's there that has not been removed, that Scott Pruitt and others have said that is also something that is going to be used by courts to shut down our energy supply. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the endangerment finding was because the Supreme Court Massachusetts case. Essentially, it's the underlying science that's used by the Obama administration and those pushing this agenda. It gives them the legal basis they need to say that, yes, there is endangerment when it comes to PM2.5 and other pollutants. And therefore, under the Clean Air Act, we have the authority, statutory authority to make these draconian changes. If you do not get and address the underlying legal issues and foundations, then this thing is going to just sit there and they're going to wait out the clock on Trump. And then they're just going to come back in and base it, say, hey, well, the endangerment finding is still there. And so here we go. Well, let's bring the clean power plant. So you have to get to the underlying issue, and the underlying issue is based on faulty science to begin with, but now at this point, the endangerment finding was decided on science that came out in the 1990s, and it was all speculative, and all those models that Al Gore did his original movie on, none of which have come anywhere near the truth. So what Scott is trying to do, Administrator Pruitt and others, is say, let's open up that scientific debate. Let's have that scientific debate. Let's look at the data, and let's see whether or not this is actually an endangerment. And that's the battle that needs to happen, because, again, if you don't have that, this thing's just a zombie waiting for the darkness of night to get to get out of his grave.
And you threw out a term there real quickly, fine particulate matter 2.5. And let's understand, let's unpack that for the audience, because there were some things that were happening in North Carolina before I came to work here at InfoWars 5 years ago that were absolutely astounding. Under the former EPA, they would talk about fine particulate matter 2.5, nanometers or something. Anyway, that's a size of the small particles. And they showed a picture of the Smoky Mountains. And they said, this is what, and it's like, no. The Indians, before there were even any Europeans here, were calling it the Smoky Mountains. And so we just adopted. They've always been smoky. It isn't done by man, and it isn't done by our energy use. But at the same time, they had Lisa Jackson, the prior person who was with the EPA. She was saying that she was on Congress, and she had Markey, who was a congressman at that time from Massachusetts. He's now a senator. And they had worked out this little dog and pony show to say that there was that this particulate matter, which they say comes from coal generation and from diesel fuel, they said it was killing more people than cancer. Absolutely absurd. And the hypocrisy of that was that at the same time they were doing that, right there, close to where I lived in North Carolina, they had the University of North Carolina working with the EPA there in Research Triangle Park. And they were hooking people up to diesel tailpipes, the same thing that they said was going to kill people, giving them diesel fumes at over 70 times what they said was lethal, and doing that as part of an experiment and filtering for people who had respiratory and heart issues so they could try to up the regulations. That's the kind of deception that we saw from the previous EPA, and that's why it's so important to get rid of this endangerment clause.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, that North Carolina was our case. We rebranded our name, but that was that we were the ones who exposed that. And our my colleague and fellow board member Steve Malloy was the lead attorney on that.
Yes.
And yeah, it's that's the absurdity. They were saying it was a worse than any carcinogen, worse than cancer, and yet they were hooking up a gas mask to somebody and then running diesel truck fuel right into his face. I mean. The whole thing is a complete charade, and the irony in all this is, I know you hear the talking points from the Sierra Club that everybody repeats. 97% of the scientists agree, so why should we be talking about it? And they try to. And Republicans, for the most part, have had no spine on this issue, like a lot of issues, at least the national Republicans, and they're afraid to talk about the science. And we say, bring it on. Let's talk about the science. We have these draconian policies that are shutting down coal companies lost 93% of their value under Obama, and it's about this outdated, bad modeling to begin with and the endangerment finding. And we say, bring on, let's have this discussion. We've got a lot of smart people in this country. Let's talk about it. We're not for, if there's a danger, let's talk about it. But what they've done is do nothing but create this, don't mind the man behind the green curtain, don't worry your pretty little head, it's all bad, and just trust us and we're going to destroy your energy.
They don't want to have that debate. They want to tell everybody the science is settled about everything that they want to do. And if you disagree with them, you are a denier. You're a denier to their religion that they're selling people. But, the key thing, and we got people talking about the infrastructure bill, and they're hoping that Trump can get some infrastructure bill because we've got crumbling bridges, we've got crumbling roads, and so forth and so on. But to me, when I look at it, it's like the biggest thing he could do to improve our infrastructure is to get rid of a lot of regulations. I'm not just talking about in the energy issues. Okay, we got regulations right that are crippling our infrastructure, crippling our economy. We need to have some massive deregulation. I don't see anybody even remotely trying to do that anywhere in the Trump administration, with the possible exception of the EPA.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that goes back to the point we just discussed. And I think the more that he gets beat up as badly as he's getting beat up, and now with Steve Bannon gone, which I'm sure made you sort of melancholy as it did me, I'm afraid that he's going to go back to, as somebody said on the way out, we have a White House that would be just as comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Craig Richardson. You can find him at eelegal.org. That's environmental and energy issues, vital infrastructure issues, vital issues for our economy and well-being. Thank you so much for joining us. Craig Richardson. We'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. As you hear Mission Impossible, maybe that is the mission that we have in front of us. It looks like an impossible mission, but we got Trump elected. The people got Trump elected. So even though things are looking pretty grim now, it looks like the establishment is pushing back. That always happens in the Mission Impossible movies. They always have this plan, and the plan goes awry, and you have to improvise in the moment. And the key thing to succeeding is you never give up. You never give up. Let's take a look at the news. CNN has no defense for labeling 63 million Americans white supremacists by default. Because, you know, if you go to a university, you know that anybody that's white is privileged, and now they are supremacists. So we need to destroy that, and that's the narrative that CNN is putting out there. Also, this report that is on InfoWars.com came out yesterday. General Kelly blocks Trump from reading InfoWars story. And of course he is. We had this story that came out first on the 24th from Politico. Kelly moves to control information that Trump sees. You're talking about taking control of the narrative. You talk about trying to control everything that he sees, and that's what we're talking about here. The new system laid out in 2 memos authored by General Kelly and Porter and distributed to cabinet members and to White House staffers in recent days is designed to ensure that the president won't see any external policy documents, any internal policy memos, any agency reports, even news articles that have not been vetted by the general who is there to control him first. And you don't hear any complaints about that from the mainstream media. You don't hear any complaints about the fact that we have a reversal on the Afghanistan policy. As a matter of fact, when I'm driving and listening to the radio, no matter what station I listen to, we got people out there saying it's good to grow in the position, to understand that maybe sometimes you need to alter your position. Even long-held values, they need to be also modified from time to time. So this is a sign of maturity, a sign of growth that we see in our president, that he is now doing what the generals tell him to do. And so nobody is complaining about the rigid control that is being exercised by General Kelly. Remember when we had people saying Bannon is telling him everything to do? It's really Bannon that's running the White House. Bannon is the real president. We had at Saturday Night Live, we had Time Magazine doing all these skits And now that it's really being done by the generals, especially by General Kelly, who is saying, I'm going to tell you who you can talk to. I'm going to tell you what you can read. We're going to tell you that you need to go back into Afghanistan and you need to up the number of troops and let's try this. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat over and over again. The same strategy. We're telling you because we're generals and you better do what we say. That's nobody's complaining about that except a few of us on the conservative libertarian media. Meanwhile, we have the Interior Department recommending that Trump shrink the national monuments. We've had an unprecedented land grab by Barack Obama, as I talked about earlier in the show. Over the last 110 years, this ancient act, the Antiquities Act, it's not only about antiquities, but the legislation itself is ancient. It goes back to 1906. It's been used 100 times over the last 110 years. But more than 30 of those times, it was used by Barack Obama. And it's not just the frequency, but it's the extent. For example, when President Roosevelt protected Devil's Tower, he only took about 1,300 acres. Barack Obama took 550 million acres. Violated everything about that article. But now what do we get from the Trump administration, from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke? He just says that we're going to shrink that a little bit. We're not going to do anything to remove federal control, unconstitutional federal control of these lands. We're going to shrink that down a little bit. Well, guess what? It's going to expand when the next Democrat president or probably the next Republican president comes in. They're going to leave that land grab in place and just shrink it down. Doesn't that say everything about where the GOP is? And this is all happening as we've got a GOP congressman talking about the abuses of Dan Love, the man who caused the Bunkerville standoff. He is now under investigation for stealing antiquities and for covering up information that the Office of Inspector General wanted to see, just like Hillary Clinton. And Congressman Bishop says, I hope he is going to be held accountable. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, you're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government. Patrick Henry warned us, the liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, when the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Now, you know you're winning the information war when the other side has no response but to resort to censorship.
Drain the swamp? We're going to have to drain the privilege out of Washington first, because that's what the swamp feeds on, their privilege.
They can't stand for people to exercise their First and Second Amendments together.
You found it. It's the real news.
That's what you have to look forward to.
He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this August 25th, 2017. Of course, we're looking at Hurricane Harvey coming down on us this weekend, 35 inches of rain. And as I said earlier, we got a little bit of a taste of it with a power outage here at the studios, but we'll have to see what happens. I'm glad it's not hitting on a weekday. So we'll have time to recover, hopefully, for the show. I'm sure we'll get it out one way or the other. Even if we have to do it with a live stream broadcast from a cell phone, we will wind up getting these news broadcasts out. Let's take a look at some of the other news that's here. We have Democrats are dismissing the DACA Act, and of course that's for the DREAMers, Deferred Action for Children Act, and that's children of illegal immigrants who come here. They're dismissing the offer being put forward by Donald Trump's aide, and they say there has to be no strings attached on this amnesty. What they're doing is they're offering this and saying, if you do some of these things, like build the wall and increase border patrols, other issues that would help us to control illegal immigration, maybe what we'll do is make that permanent. They're saying, no, no strings attached. We just want you to do this. And that's going to be a September 5th legal deadline. We'll see what happens with that. And it just underscores the problems that have developed, not between Trump and the Democrats, but between Trump and the globalist opposers, the GOP, those who are standing with the globalists, those who are opposing Trump on every single issue, even withholding, as we pointed out before, information from Donald Trump, not allowing him to meet with people that General Kelly has not approved, not allowing him to see policy memos or agency reports or news articles like those from InfoWars, particularly, the, you can bet they're censoring InfoWars. We've had that reported from Jack Posobiec that InfoWars, and this was a couple of weeks ago, as Paul Joseph Watson points out in his story, it's a couple of weeks ago that Jack Posobiec said inside sources told him that InfoWars was singled out in particular, and you can bet that we are. They don't want Donald Trump to see things and hiding things from him, just like the situation with Sheriff Arpaio. Let's take a look at some Second Amendment issues now. Second Amendment is safe, right? Not necessarily. Justice Stephen Breyer, on a rebroadcast interview with PBS's Charlie Rose. This was picked up by Breitbart. They say, and of course, he is one of the Supreme Court justices. He was appointed by Bill Clinton. He is now 79 years old. He's about to be term limited by God, because that's about the only way you can get these Supreme Court justices out of there. Very few of them are going to retire voluntarily, especially somebody like liberal Justice Stephen Breyer. What did he say about the Second Amendment? He said it is a collective right. It is not a right for, quote, an individual to keep a gun next to his bed. Oh, really? Really? You know, most of us don't have private bodyguards, as Donald Trump pointed that out, as others have said that. Most of us don't have private bodyguards like these Supreme Court justices. We have a right to self-defense. That right doesn't come from the Supreme Court. It doesn't come from the Bill of Rights. It comes from God. We possess that as human beings. And you're not going to take it away. You're especially not going to take it away here in America, because that is an indisputable part of the Constitution. Interesting thing, I think, is the way that they sell this, talking about it being a right that is not individual, but is collective. There are not any other rights that are enumerated to being prohibited from interference by the government that are collective. We don't have a collective right to free speech, do we? What would that mean anyway? What is a collective right? When the Second Amendment says it is a right of the people, not of a militia. Well, that was the other line that they would use to try to hoodwink people. I remember a salutatorian used to work for us. He was the number two in his class in high school, and he had thoroughly absorbed all the document, all the propaganda that they had given him. And he was trying to tell me that the Second Amendment was simply about the National Guard. You probably heard that nonsense before. That's what they were teaching him in the schools 30 years ago. We had a discussion, as you can imagine. We had a long discussion about that. I say, well, you do realize that there wasn't a National Guard. Do you understand what the militia was? The militia was every individual from 16 to 65, every male individual who would be fighting. That was the militia. It was the common people. The common people were to have arms. They were afraid of a standing army. And if you want to know what that looks like and how effective that is, take a look at Switzerland. They were able to, with their citizen militia, who are well trained and well equipped with fully automatic weapons that they, yes, do keep by their bedside, they were able to keep the Nazis at bay when the rest of Europe succumbed with their professional armies. And like in France with their Maginot lines, they have these massive fortifications like, you will not invade us a second time like you did before, you stupid German types. And so they build these massive fortifications, and so the Germans just flew over them and dropped the troops on the other side, and they couldn't turn their guns around. We don't want professional armies. The way that you keep a country from being taken over. And so the well-armed and people who know how to use it, that's what they mean. They said we want our people to be well-armed and trained on how to use guns. So no, Justice Breyer, the Second Amendment is not about keeping a gun by your bed, but that's the form of tyranny that we see. And when we talk about the Supreme Court, and I want to go there before we talk about any more of these gun control issues here. We talk about the Supreme Court. Let's forget all this nonsense about anything that they say being the law of the land. They were wrong about the Dred Scott decision and slavery. They've been wrong about so many things. They were wrong, for instance, about the situation with the Cherokee. The same Supreme Court, 1 year apart, said things that were 180 degrees apart. First they said, we can do anything we want to the Cherokee, and then President Jackson ripped them out of their lands and started sending them to Oklahoma out of the mountains of North Carolina and Georgia, Tennessee. And it was the Vale of Tears. And then when they saw what happened with that, then the Supreme Court the next year reversed that, reversed themselves. We have a situation with movies. Hollywood loves to say movies. That's the essence of First Amendment, isn't it? Don't tell them what they can say or show on movies. Well, fine. But you realize that going back to the early days of the 20th century, by time of Woodrow Wilson, when he wanted to get us involved in World War II, one of the first earliest movies that came out right after the Birth of a Nation, the guy who was doing the costumes for them, did a movie about 1776, the Revolutionary War. He called it The Spirit of 76. Woodrow Wilson didn't like the way the British were portrayed in that because he wanted us to go into World War II on the side of the British. So they censored him. He continued to show that movie. They threw him in jail. They gave him a massive fine of $10,000. And this was before the Federal Reserve had devalued our currency. It was really worth something then. That was a big amount of money in today's dollars. And it was upheld in the Supreme Court. They said there is no First Amendment in movies. And that decision stood until the 1950s. The Supreme Court has been wrong in another number of issues, and they have reversed themselves on a number of issues. They're wrong on Roe v. Wade, for example, and that's going to be overturned. So when they try to take our rights away, when they try to take away our right to life, when they try to take away our right to self-defense, and we have some idiot like Breyer saying you don't have a right to keep a gun next to your bed. No, as a matter of fact, you do. You have a right to keep a fully automatic gun next to your bed, in spite of the fact that we have people like McChrystal. By the way, when we're talking about Afghanistan, maybe we'll show this clip here. A great movie called The War Machine, done by Netflix. It's got Brad Pitt in it, and it's based on the book by Michael Hastings. They change only Michael Hastings' name and General McChrystal's name, but it is something that you need to see if you think we should be in Afghanistan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't.
The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this August 25th, 2017. We're going to be having an expert on cars and on liberty join us in the next segment, Eric Peters of EricPetersAutos.com. Should be an interesting discussion. I was just talking about Stephen Breyer, Supreme Court Justice, saying the Second Amendment is not about keeping a gun by your bed and saying you don't have an individual right. It is some kind of collective right that he imagines. And again, when you look at this type of thing, you look at the Bill of Rights in context. Every one of the Bill of Rights is about an individual. An individual. I don't know how you have a collective right to speech. Individuals have rights to free speech. Individuals have rights to protect themselves. Individuals have rights against search and seizure. Individuals have a right to a due process in a trial and so forth and so on. It's only when we get to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, when we start talking about the limitations on the government that we start talking about, and all these rights are still retained by the people, and they're still talking about individual rights, but they're also talking at that point about state governments and the fact that that's not mentioned, given to the federal government. The states retain that power because the federal government was a creation of the states, just as the United Nations is a creation of what used to be sovereign states, but they're going to, at some point in time, try to take over that sovereignty. But when I was talking about it, it caused me to think about General McChrystal. Because General McChrystal, the guy who used to be the Afghanistan commander, when he came back to the United States in disgrace after being fired by Barack Obama, he said that he was going around everywhere trying to push gun control in the wake of the Sandy Hook incident. He was telling everybody, we're talking about these guns here, and they shoot bullets out at this many feet per second, blah, blah, blah. That's not the kind of power that should be in the hands of the average American citizen. No, it's exactly the kind of power that should be in the hands of the American citizen. They came for cannons at Concord and Lexington, and the muskets that people had, and the rifles that they had. were state of the art. There were no prohibitions on that. Of course, they've tried that kind of stuff all the time. Going back to bows and arrows, England wanted everybody to be able to shoot a longbow. As a matter of fact, when we were in England, we had a guy who was illustrating that for us. And he said, these guys would practice after church. They would practice for 6 or 7 hours on Sundays. He said, we'd go back and we could find the skeletons of the yeomanry, or the militia, if you will, in England. And he said they had massive forearm muscles in that left hand where they held the bow out. He said they had big bones. You could tell that had big muscles there because it strengthened it from the massive practice of their day. So they wanted them to have long bows. That was the strength of England. But they didn't want them to have crossbows. Crossbows were a different matter. That was a threat to the guys in armor, unlike the elevated threat to the guys in armor that the longbows didn't quite represent. They could still get the guys in armor with other ways, and they could perhaps with some of the longbows. But they've always tried to reserve the core instruments of weapons and defense and offense for the government. They don't want us to have it. That's why they came for the cannons. That's why Santa Ana came for the cannons at Goliad, and that's why we have the come and take it. That's not a picture of a rifle. That's a picture of a cannon. They came for the cannons at Concord and Lexington. And, of course, now even with this car attack, they're going to come for the cars, too. Car attack, though, they say in the L.A. Times, it shows a need for more gun control. They say the First Amendment to the Constitution establishes the right to free speech and peaceful assembly. Second Amendment creates a right to own firearms, but neither is absolute. That's right. You can't keep it by your bed. It's not an absolute right, and you can't say things that they don't like. They'll shut you down. Meanwhile, we see that the Trump slump, because we see gun sales have declined as people are getting complacent about their firearms. And we got a Manhattan DA pushing back against the notion that people would recognize concealed carry, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. He's concerned that's going to pass Congress, and that people who have been vetted by the government, who have had training, licensing, and all these other states, that they're going to somehow possess firearms in his district in Manhattan. And yet we know, he says, we have very little crime here. And he reports a study done by the Economist Safe Cities Index to say they're the safest big city in the nation. Well, there are other competing studies about that. One of them from John Lott pointed out that 54% of U.S. counties in 2014 had zero murders. 54%. 2% of the counties in the United States have 51% of the murders. That's the real issue here. Now, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have here at InfoWars. We have a super combo. You can get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium for 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is for a limited time. And again, we have talked many times about how selenium is essential for your health, as is iodine. Iodine is recognized even by the CDC, the people that push a lot of big pharmaceuticals on you. They even say that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. We have a great pure source of iodine. Iodine helps support healthy hormone levels, a healthy metabolism, many other things. Selenium, we know, helps to support the immune system, the DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight. It's not a question of whether or not these things are good for you, whether or not you need them in a certain quantity, but whether or not you can get a good source of them. And we do have a good source. We have BioTrue Selenium. It's made from an organic source. And both that and our Nascent Iodine are 45% off for a limited time. And we have a limited time flash special on Super Male Vitality. 57% off retail. We have never discounted it that much. Take a look at InfoWarsLife.com. We have over 3,500 reviews. Those are maintained by a third party. We don't run that part of the site. The review site is, the review part of the site is independent of us. With 3,500 reviews, it has a 4.6 star average. That's unprecedented. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. 57% off of Super Male Vitality. We've got just a couple of minutes left. And in honor of General McChrystal, who doesn't think that any American should be able to defend themselves, and in honor of our U-turn in Afghanistan, going back to do what we failed to do before, I think it's interesting to take a look at this trailer for War Machine. You should watch this. It will tell you the futility of recycling these failed policies. Here's a little bit of that clip.
We are here to build, to protect.
That's Brad Pitt.
Support the civilian population.
He was kind of wooden in that, but when I saw McChrystal, he's doing a McChrystal spot on imitation.
We can't help but Crystal is very kill wooden. Them at the same time. It just ain't humanly possible. Now.
SWAR's been running 8 years now. Given your reputation and your formidable drive, our hope is that you're the man who will get the job done.
Most of us here will know General McMahon as the man who kicked Al-Qaeda in the sack.
You're welcome.
Get your troops in order. Move the needle a little bit. Show everyone a nice looking set of graphs.
Just finish this thing.
It's a lost cause.
I can stay in Afghanistan forever.
That's why I'm gonna win it. My team and I are about to embark on a new direction.
What is this new direction?
We build Afghanistan into a free and prosperous nation.
All right, smile for the camera, Glenn.
Sounds a lot like the old direction.
I didn't come here to manage this war, and I sure as shit didn't come here close.
It's my job to ensure that your personal ambitions are kept in check.
All right, and that's the trailer for War Machine. He said the new direction, so it looks a lot like the old direction. Yeah, rinse and repeat. As we've got McMaster selling Trump on the idea of showing him miniskirts. This is how absurd this is. This is Dr. Strange on the level. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. Joining us now is Eric Peters. He's a writer who writes about cars, mobility, and liberty. Most importantly, his books include Automotive Atrocities and Road Hogs. His latest book, Doomed, will be available next spring. You can find him at epautos.com. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Welcome, Eric. Okay, we still don't have, that's right. We got, okay.
Things yeah, okay? Can you guys hear
hey,
me?
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
I'm good.
We've got a couple of things here that I know you've talked a lot about. You've talked about Elon Musk. You
yep.
had a great article about him being the king of crony capitalism. There was an article just the last day or so on Wall Street Journal saying Tesla's push to build a self-driving car sparked dissent among its engineers. They believed it was being dramatically oversold, and you and I have talked about that once before, how they oversell the idea of a self-driving car. That should be especially obvious to people now that we've had several collisions of ships on the high seas. I mean, if you've got a military ship that can track 100 targets at once colliding with a freighter that is moving relatively slow and is 600 feet long, two football fields, and they collide in the middle of the ocean. What's that say about our crowded highways and self-driving cars? That technology is something that I think they are overselling and calling it a self-driving technology, don't you?
Well, yeah, on the one hand, their argument is that because people are fallible, they need to defer to these automated, and I use the term automated rather than autonomous cars, because the technology is somehow infallible. And anybody who stops to think about that for more than 10 or 15 seconds is going to be on the floor laughing. You know, all you have to do is think about your phone or think about your computer. How often do you have a glitch or a bug or a virus or the screen goes blank or there's some problem with it? And that's a device that sits on your desk. And
it gives all new meaning to a blue screen of death when you talk about a computer controlling your car.
You know, you're talking about something that's moving down the road. And if they really go whole hog with this stuff and remove the steering wheel, as Ford is talking about doing, you'll have no ability to intervene when the software fritzes out or when some other problem occurs and the car decides to drive itself off the cliff.
Yeah. Yeah, today I saw several articles. I mean, here's some CNBC, Engadget, IT, Business Edge. Here's the titles. Intel studies how to make people accept self-driving cars. Another one, can you make people trust the autonomous car? Another one, there's a ton of people who still don't want to ride in self-driving cars, says a survey. They know they've got a problem selling this thing, but they're going to shove it down our throats good and hard. They're going to move everything out of the way. As a matter of fact, you're somebody who follows the automotive industry fairly closely. You know that at Ford, they were having a pretty good run under the CEO that they had, but Wall Street didn't believe that they were pushing self-driving cars enough, so they shoved that CEO out, and they brought in the guy who is head of their quote-unquote mobility department because they wanted to focus more on doing this. And there's big economic reasons for them to do this. The government wants control, but the auto companies want to turn you from a buyer into a renter, don't they?
They do. They want to convert the business to something that they call transportation as a service. Meaning rather than own a vehicle, you would simply rent it when you need it. So you would push a button on your phone, for example, and call up the car, and either the car would be, magically appear to you because it's automated, or you would go to where it is and get in it and use it for however long you need to use it, and then turn it back over to, whoever's handling it, and you pay according to the hour or the day or the week. And I'm sure they crunched the numbers and realized that if they sell you a car, you know, you're paying them, you know, what, $400-$500 a month, something like that, to buy the car. Whereas if they can rent the thing for, you know, $20 an hour and rent it continuously 7 days a week, 30 days a month, that winds up being substantially more money for them. So I think that's their financial incentive behind this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We see that the purchasing price and the debt limit, debt levels of households, as the purchasing prices are going up, the debt is also going up on people in this country. We're running out of money as our economy is being taken down. So it's going to be harder and harder for them to sell cars, but they make more money leasing cars, and they can make more money leasing these cars by the hours, you just pointed out, than anything else. So it certainly makes sense for them, but it's kind of similar, isn't it, to what we always see from the big multinational corporations and the big governments. They want to turn everybody into renters. As a matter of fact, even going back at the national level, the IMF under Robert McNamara, he was accused of rent-seeking, of trying to turn entire countries into rent-seeking because he wanted to loan them money not to build infrastructure but to build a welfare state. And they said, you're just turning all these developing countries into renters. And that's what they want to do, regardless of what product it is that they sell. They want to retain ownership. They want us to buy it from them by the minute. And they want, that's the way they're going to maximize, their inventory. And that's the way they turn us into essentially sharecroppers.
Yeah. The model is the 19th century company town, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It was a sort of a self-contained universe. You worked for the company. You were paid in company scrip, not money. And you could use the script at the company store where everything was marked up, and you lived in company housing. And you
we play that song all the time as a break thing. You load the old Tennessee Ernie Ford. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
That's it. It's really, really tragic and sad. And
yeah.
What's particularly sad is that people don't see it. You know, to get back to your comment a moment ago, we sort of hit this wall with cars. They are now getting to the point where they're so expensive, in part because of the mandates that the government keeps saddling the industry with, and also in part because of these gadgets that they keep putting in the cars, that they can't continue to finance them indefinitely beyond, say, 7 or 8 years. You just, you know, with a car, you can't do that because it's an appliance. Mm-hmm. It wears out. It loses its value. So they know they can't, you know, push car loans out to 10 years or 11 years to make this work. So they decided, okay, we're just going to rent them, and maybe people won't notice because most Americans, unfortunately, are as innumerate as they are illiterate. They don't understand numbers. They can't do math, and as a result, they're very, very vulnerable to being manipulated this way.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, when we look at some of the other issues in here, one of the things that Intel is talking about in terms of their study said, how can we make people accept cars? I think you'll enjoy this, Eric. They said they found that voice communication feedback from the cars, because they're going to take the pedals out, they're going to take the steering wheel out. That's their final level. As a matter of fact, Google, as you point out, Ford, they say, well, it's not really safe to follow the model that Elon Musk and Tesla have been doing, which is to say we're going to have automated driving to a pretty high level, but if it freaks out and it can't figure out what's going on, it's going to give up and throw control back to you. But meanwhile, you're sitting there reading Facebook,
mm-hmm.
or you've fallen asleep behind the wheel. And so they say, no, we're going to go with full autonomy, and we're going to remove any possibility of controls. And so they say, well, it's good that they can come back and just talk to you,
mm-hmm.
and tell you what it's doing. So it's kind of like 2001. Please open the pod bay doors, Hal. And says, sorry, I can't do that, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what we're going to wind up with.
They sell this to the public using this imagery of a sort of Jetsons-like future where everybody's mm-hmm. going to be in these high-speed vehicles that are whizzing along at 100 miles an hour, and you're going to get to where you're going much more quickly, much more efficiently. But can you think of anything that the government ever does that's efficient and quick other than waste our money?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
You know, it's going to be based on the least common denominator. You know, these cars are going to trundle along like, it's basically going to be like if you can imagine riding a bus, except you know, you've got your individual seat. It's going to be individual buses in a gigantic nationwide conga line creeping along Soviet style to wherever you're going whenever the government decides you're going to get there.
You're talking about creeping along Soviet style. One of these articles, they're saying, we want to make sure that these cars are so gentle that you can put your cup of coffee up on the dashboard, mm-hmm. and won't spill as it accelerates off. Can you imagine how painfully slow all of this stuff is going to be. I mean, it's just mind-numbing to think what they have planned for us in the future. And yet, a big part of this, and the reason the government is going to push this down our throats, is all because they're so allied with the different crony capitalists, but also because they want to tax every mile that we drive, and they want to track everywhere we go and restrict our movements. That's why, as libertarians, we should fight this tooth and nail. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Eric Peters. You can find him at epautos.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this August 25th, 2017. You know, listen to songs like this. Think back to American Graffiti, the rite of passage of having an automobile, the ability to have a job as a teenager, the ability to go wherever you want, see the USA in a Chevrolet. This kind of fundamental freedoms, just like our economics that are happening in this country, that everything is being shut down. And of course, we're going to see a massive revolution in the coming years in terms of transportation. We're in an economic warfare with people who want to control every aspect of our lives in the most minute detail. And when you're in warfare, one of the key things that they want to do is to control movement, to control transportation. And that's what we're looking at, the coming shutdown of ownership, of privacy, and, as we'd add, even safety, as they tell us that it's going to be so much safer to leave the driving to them. Joining us now is Eric Peters. He is a writer. He has his own website, epautos.com, where he does reviews of automobiles that you would like to purchase, but he also takes a look at the issues from a liberty standpoint. Does this make us freer? What is the government doing in terms of regulation, in terms of safety? Is it backfiring? And of course it has in many different ways, of the CAFE standards, or you look at things like airbags and so forth. He's written for the Washington Times, Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune, Detroit News, Free Press, American Spectator, many others. We carry his articles here at InfoWars frequently. And again, you can find him at epautos.com. Joining us now is Eric Peters. Welcome back, Eric.
Good to be back.
You know, one of the things that I see being pushed a lot in the last several days, they're going to be pushing self-driving trucks on UK roads. We've got Elon Musk saying we're going to have platooning trucks. Talk about that and the safety issues of having self-driving massive 18-wheelers. And, of course, pushing many, many people out of their jobs. We're going to have massive unemployment, even if they were able to do this and to replace the truck drivers. We're going to have massive unemployment. But talk about the safety issues with platooning.
Well, the safety issues are exponentially greater than with a private car. You're talking about a difference of about 3,000 or 3,500 pounds for a typical car versus how many tens of thousands of pounds for an 18-wheeler rolling down the road.
Oh yeah.
When something goes wrong with an 18-wheeler, it's much more significant than when something goes wrong with a car. But as you just alluded to, the issue here is the dollars and cents. They see the opportunity to get rid of millions of over-the-road truckers who can only drive so many hours in a day. And in a week, these things theoretically could be operating 24/7 constantly. And that is the incentive behind all of this. But it startles me, the disconnect between the worship of safety. We're constantly urged that we must submit and obey on the basis of this is going to make us safe, this is going to keep us secure. And I can think of few things less safe and secure than an 18-wheeler running down the road with, you know, a computer controlling it.
Yeah, it's amazing hypocrisy, isn't it? But we've seen this before. We saw it with the airbags. We saw a situation where everybody must have airbags. And when they first deployed them, it was like, hey, they're killing women and children in high numbers when they go off because they're geared for adult males and it's excessive force. Oh, we're not going to let you turn those things off. We're not going to let you. And finally, they had a thing set up where you could turn that off if you got a child in the front seat in a car seat or whatever. But then when they had the massive recall of millions of these things and they were going off false firing, and it's like getting a shotgun in the face, metal shards that were shooting at people as it exploded and killing people, they would not allow anybody, as they're waiting even for their recall, they would not allow anybody to disconnect these things. And yet it's being done, as you point out, you always talk about the federal government, you call it Uncle. Uncle was doing this to us for our own good and for our own safety.
Yeah, at the same time. Have a situation now with approximately 8 to 10 million vehicles that are out there with these known lethal airbags in them. They're known to be lethal. There's no question about it. And the government has prohibited people from having disconnect switches put in. Dealers are not allowed to do that. And if they do that, they are subject to criminal prosecution by the government for doing that. It's insane.
I guess we could call it government roulette, couldn't we?
Because
you really are driving around. If you got one of these cars that has a defective Takata airbag in it, it's kind of like driving around with a shotgun in front of your head.
A Claymore,
I never know when it's going to go off. A Claymore mine. That's a better analogy.
Because it literally sprays shrapnel in your face. That's what happens.
Yeah.
This situation is far worse than the, you know, the old stereotypical, the exploding Pinto, the GM side saddle tanks. This is far worse, both in terms of the numbers of vehicles that are involved and the number of people who've been hurt and killed by these things so far.
And yet, as we saw, and you covered it extensively, the VW recall, the punishment of VW for having the audacity to sell diesel vehicles, to give them fines that were orders of magnitude more than we ever saw with any of these previous recalls. You point out the exploding Pintos or the SUVs that were flipping over in the early days and people were getting killed, or even the airbags. But for somebody that supposedly cheated on their emissions test, they were going to put them out of business, but VW got the message. They're going to stop selling diesels. They're going to start selling these little electric cars in a year or two. They got that message because the diesel is a big competitor to electric cars, because fuel-wise and dollar-wise, it makes a lot more sense than a hybrid car, certainly a lot more sense than a fully electric car, doesn't it?
Oh, it's not a competitor. It's superior in every way. It does not have any functional problems, which electric cars have several significant functional problems. Economically, it makes more sense because they don't have to be subsidized. A manufacturer can build and sell a diesel-powered car at a price that's acceptable to the buyer, and they can make a profit on it. They don't have to give them away heavily subsidized, which is the case with all the electric cars that are currently on the market.
And the other part of it, too, I think that's very significant, is that the diesel engines are some of the most long-term engines that we get, even amongst internal combustion engines. When you compare that to the relatively short life of the batteries that we have out there, that makes it even more economical for diesel engines. It has to be purged. And so they were the first ones up against the wall, but now we've got governments all over Europe saying they're going to completely ban internal combustion engines within the next 20 or so years.
That's right. And that's why you're seeing things that are completely, indescribably crazy. Like, for example, Volvo a couple of weeks ago announced the beginning model year 2020, they are only going to sell electric and hybrid vehicles.
Well, that's going to be interesting, you know, because when we look at this, when it came out and France said they were going to ban electric cars, at that time when they said, they're going to ban internal combustion engines in favor of electric cars, when they came out with that, only 1% of the people were choosing to buy electric cars in France, and that was with heavy subsidies. So it's like you're heavily, heavily subsidizing this, and still 99% of the people don't want this. So what's going to happen to Volvo when they say, well, we're going to give you what 1% of the people want?
Well, I think that unless they manage to somehow get plugged into the IV line of massive government subsidies, they're going to end up going out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think it was Norway or Denmark, one of those European countries, the government actually pulled the subsidies for Tesla, and their sales literally vanished overnight. They went away by 96%.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I guess the government can continue to push that all along, and I guess we can have situations where they continue to regulate this. One of the things that they're now talking about is we've got to worry about car hijackings and so forth and so on. So now we need to have these electric cars that are out there. But getting back to this platooning thing and all the different issues that you have with this, you know, like you pointed out, just multiplies the problem by an order of magnitude when things go wrong with these massive trucks that can just flatten anything in their path. But no, we're going to have a train of these trucks.
Yep.
They're going to be talking to each other. They have, and it's already being mandated. Maybe you know what the status of this new V protocol that they're mandating into cars, vehicle to vehicle.
Yeah,
and of course, they're not just going to be talking to other cars. They're going to be talking to the government, to the infrastructure, telling them exactly how you're driving so they can assess fines on you to drive you out of the car, right?
That's right. The central hive. They'll have real time, continuous access to everything, literally every parameter that you can think of, your speed, your direction, the amount of braking force applied, all of those kinds of things will be known in real time to this corporate government nexus.
It's just absolutely amazing.
What's even more amazing is that there are riots in the street that people put up with this stuff.
Well, you know, they're training everybody, and they've done it from a gradual standpoint. Most of the people who are millennials, they don't have the same kind of expectations that we did growing up. As I pointed out before, you know, the American graffiti generation, the rite of passage, getting a job so that you could then get a car so they could then have independence and freedom. They've cut that down from the very beginning. These kids are not getting jobs. Even if they did have a job, they couldn't afford the insurance to drive a car. That's where they're getting everybody in the first place. And then they're going to make that even harder because you point out they're going to be measuring everything about the way that you drive. In the UK, the cars are relatively cheap compared even to the United States for the most part, and yet it's things like fuel and it's insurance that prices them out of the market. And they get priced out of the market because the insurance company is monitoring everything they do. And if you drive very, very, very gently, then they will let you drive an additional 100 miles, even measure the number of miles that you can drive every month for teenagers. That's how they are training them. That's how they're taking away from that generation. Thanks for joining us, Eric Peters. You can find him at epautos.com. Freedom to move is a fundamental freedom. Stay with us. We got Alex Jones coming up right after this break.